Yeah. It's Don Brown.
Mafia.
Who else?
You ready?
Yo, it's a Bill City. Yeah.
A Buffalo Bill. All right, it's Football Friday. We got food in here.
It's our favorite segment of the year.
It's up there. Jeremy and Joe.
My favorite.
Good morning. Football Friday brought to you by... brought to you by Salino Law, Car Crash Call Salino, Call the Eights, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. Joining us in studio, Chef Steve and Chef Zach here from Highmark Stadium, from the Buffalo Bills. And they brought some food items with us, new items you can grab this year. We'll tell you what they are, where to get them, inspiration behind them as well. Chef Steve and I were just talking in the break here. I got a bite of the MVP sandwich.
Yes,
so
yes.
A nod to Josh Allen. It's got flank steak on it. And you're basically saying the kind of steak you use for a sandwich matters if you're going for like a handheld, which you're
absolutely
going for.
Absolutely. So when we start planning, again, Chef Zach, the executive chef out there at Highmark Stadium, me being the regional executive chef, we pull the team together, and this starts after the season ends. So the season has just ended. Immediately we go into, conceptualizing, innovating, and so on. And so when we start planning, we start looking at the proteins we're going to use. So this flank steak that we're using, it's marinated and it's grilled. The reason why we chose that over something like a sirloin is, number one, price point, but number two, how it eats, eatability, the experience that the customer is going to have, the guest, the fan is going to have. We want to make sure that once they bite into that sandwich, that flavor all comes together. But more importantly, that the protein stays in the sandwich. It doesn't fall in their lap, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but that's the worst experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Handheld, I mean, you don't want to just lose it on your own seat, your own pants, but you got neighbors in the stadium. You know, you want to keep it together. So tell us about the MVP sandwich, what it is.
So it is a flank steak. It's got onion aioli, jalapeno relish, arugula on a nice ciabatta roll. Now, as we make these, the team does great. Shout out to my chefs, Chef Gretchen, Chef Pierre, Chef McKenzie, the supervisors. Everyone does a great job. It really is a group work. It's a team effort. It does take more than one try, though. So as much as we like to try and get it right on the first time, we're usually going through a few rounds of this before we really say, okay, this is what we want to put out. We're happy with it. We like it. Let's find a really cool name, and let's do our best to make it and execute on game day.
So this is just the MVP, the MVP sandwich, which...
That's the MVP. That's just one of them. Yep, the MVP. Again,
the MVP.
A nod to the Superman. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, we got a nod to that guy. So we named that the MVP, and I think it's definitely the MVP this year for sandwich-wise as well.
Yeah,
handhelds.
Very good. We've got, the guys in here are going to each grab a little bit. I've got a couple bites of this MVP. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. You also have a chicken sandwich here, the dock side.
Yep.
Yeah, so that is a jerk chicken sandwich. We marinate it in-house. It's got a jalapeno aioli. It's got a mango salsa relish, and that's on a pretzel bun. So again, another one of them that came up with through one of our supervisors. Again, just thinking of ideas, throwing around some ideas, some names. Again, a lot of test results going back and forth. But again, we hit it nail on, and it's a great sandwich. That's the dock side, so a nod to Deion Dawkins, and hopefully he'll be able to try one of the sandwiches. Hopefully we can get it in front of him this season and get him to try it. But everyone that loves it, loves the sandwich, got a great flavor, little spice in there, but not too much.
Joe's taking a bite of the dock side. Review?
Love the jerk.
Yeah.
Jerk chicken.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Love
pretzel
the jerk.
Buns, too.
Right.
Pretzel buns are great.
Got to respect the pretzel bun.
Yeah. You really do, because you got to think about how all of those flavors come together. That salted bun.
Yeah, yeah.
It increases the flavor of the mango and the chicken, the jerk, all of that. So
what's the aioli again?
It's cilantro aioli.
Okay. Yep. Very good also.
Other items that are new this year. You got something called pork knox.
Pork knox.
Yes, the pork knox. So that is a in-house pulled pork with pineapple, onion rings. It's got beer cheese on it, and that's on a 10-inch hoagie roll. Again, another one came up with, one of our supervisors came up with it. We really like our team to have fun, but a lot of this year, the innovation was just bringing fresh flavors. Break the mold of this typical stadium food of it being fried food. There's a lot of flavor and fun we can have with good flavors and different experience for the guests.
Are there days where you guys are just in the lab, like just trying like a million different flavor combinations?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Most of our week, I would say, is that. Yeah. Trying something three different times. And
the managers love those days. They love those days. They love when they hear us saying we're going to have a tasting. And, all of a sudden, they all decide to show up for work that day.
Right? Yeah.
Just saying this experience we get. it. It's just like that happens down there all the time.
All the time. Yes. Until it's perfected. And there's great. There's a sheet that we grade, score, notes. We take that from people. Because, again, your experience of how you relate to the sandwich to somebody else, we get those information. We just tweak it a little bit, and then, boom, we decide that's the version we're going with.
Yeah, lock it in. Yeah. All right, more things that are coming up. The Buffalo Dog, something that's appearing this year.
Yeah, so that's going to be in concessions. What we did is we really looked at the staples of Buffalo. So we took our all-beef hot dog. We have Weber's mustard, pickle spear, diced white onion, and our own in-house made Ted's chili sauce. Yeah. It's our take on Ted's sauce.
Yeah, careful there.
All right.
It's amazing.
Very good. So the Buffalo Dog, and that's going to be the same all the time. You get some items, though, that do change based on the opponent, based on the week. So Baltimore this week, we got the Battle Boats, these waffle fries.
Yes, sir. So this is going to change every week. And this is a playoff of, because I oversee KeyBank Center as well. So, they have a phenomenal hot dog game.
I don't know if you know how invested we are in hot dog.
I mean, they do a phenomenal job over there, right? Yeah, yeah. So last season, we started to take the idea with the Battle Boat, which, again, this even was developed out of a kid's day at the headquarters, which is a long story. But so every game, the opponent will have their side, which is, the losing side, the winning side, of course, being the Buffalo side.
Sure.
So we have Baltimore, which is going to be a salmon BLT on one half, right? And then we have basically like a lazy pierogi on the other half, the Buffalo side. So you got your horsey sauce, Weber's mustard, you got the caramelized sausage with the onions, and then savory cabbage over the waffle fries, and just, shared. It's a shareable, of course, this is something that will change every game.
Do you already know what all the formulas will be for each opponent, or when Miami, when they come, do you know what Miami's Battle Boat, their side will be, or is that something that's kind of fluid?
Yeah, no. So we pre-make these for the season. When we're doing our innovation, we think about, we look at when the schedule comes out, we look at that and we do our research and say, okay, what could be the best flavors? Mm-hmm. What have we done in the past? What can we pull that's different? We also try and follow the food trends of what's going on. What are people seeing? What's social media gravitating to? Because that's what we want to play, because that's what people are expecting when they're coming. So we don't want to just do the same thing. We always want to change it up and keep with the trends.
All right. Very good. Sandwich of the game, too. Something else to get to.
Yep, sandwich of the game. So this week's sandwich of the game is a play on basically Baltimore flavor. So we have what we call our Mr. Crab, a little play on Mr. Crab salmon cake. That's going to be served at a sideline clubs at the grill station. So, again, that's something that everybody will be able to enjoy that goes to the sidelines. And keep in mind, a lot of these destinations, we're learning the patterns of what people like, and we're trying to push them out into other destinations. So it won't be just in concessions, or it won't be just in premium, like a club or suite. We're trying to push these out also everywhere, so everybody gets a chance to try these dishes.
So someone listening now thinks they want to try this flank steak sandwich, the MVP. Where can they find that?
Right now, just a Miller Brew Pub.
Okay, Miller Brew Pub.
For right now.
Yep.
But we're trying to find the patterns and the purchasing of what people are doing, and we might start tweaking it out into others. So Miller Brew Pub, you all know, is in the concession bowl, so it's easy for most of our guests to get to.
Okay. The Battle Boats?
Battle Boat, again, that will be in Miller Brew Pub and in Sideline Clubs.
Okay.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. All right. Buffalo Dog?
That's in all dog
everywhere.
Houses and concessions.
Yeah, all concession dog houses. Yep. There's like, I think, 8 or 10
all Tim Hortons stands in the concessions.
Yep.
All right, very good.
Yep.
Final year at Highmark Stadium. Like, you guys are, people are saying goodbye to their seats, their rows, the bowl. You guys are saying goodbye to your offices in there. I mean, right?
Pretty much.
Is it bittersweet?
It is, but, this farewell season, we're looking at it like this. We're going to remind everybody how much of a great job Delaware North does when it comes to food service in these stadiums, arenas, coliseums, wherever we are. We're going to demonstrate first class, top of the line type of cooking and food that we can share with our guests. So,
very good, Chef Steve, Chef Zach as well. Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks
for
the food,
much.
And have a great season. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Go Bills.
Go Bills. Go Bills.